Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. This week, we're going to talk about virtualizing AIX servers so you can get the most bang for the buck from your integrated virtualization manager. But first, let's look at some of the other new items this week on DeveloperWorks.
Pietro Marella and Torsten Schlegel have published an extensive guide to managing test assets in a cloud environment. The guide is called Using Rational Quality Manager to Manage Lab Assets in Virtual Environments and is based on a pilot project at the IBM Tivoli Lab in Rome. This guide shows how to extend the IBM Rational Test Lab Manager component of IBM Rational Quality Manager to import up-to-date definitions of virtual images and machines that are available for use in testing from IBM Tivoli Service Automation Manager. The techniques outlined in this guide can help test teams speed up their test cycles and manage complex test environments. Mark Connell and Sheila Yang have demonstrated how to integrate IBM Business Process Manager with an external LDAP user directory. Their work is documented in a new article they have recently published on DeveloperWorks called Securely Integrate an LDAP User Registry with IBM Business Process Manager. This article will show you how to replace the product's default security provider and instead use your enterprise directory for authentication and authorization in Business Process Manager. Raja Lakshmi Srinivasaraghavan has published an article on DeveloperWorks that explores the format and features of the Dwarf Debug File Structure. This standard for including source-level debug information in object files is widely used by many compilers and toolchains. This article explores the details of this file format so that you can make the best use of your debugging tools and reduce the amount of time you spend tracking down bugs.
Don't forget, you can get links to all of those items at the show's homepage at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. My guest this week on DeveloperWorks is John Oley. He is a software engineer and systems administrator for IBM, working in the IBM Connections team. He's just published a tutorial on how to use the IBM Integrated Virtualization Manager to manage multiple AIX servers at once. John, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. First, tell us a little bit about the IBM product and what it can do for customers.
Sure. So the article was written from the point of view of the systems administrator or the customer. Essentially, okay, they just bought their IBM Blade Center, their hardware, they have their IBM setup. They ask them, what do they want to do? Like, what do we want to do? What are our products? What do we install? But how are we going to do this? And of course, there we have our info center and a lot of high-level documentation that we support all our products with, of course. But sometimes I would say, you know, it's nice just to have a step-by-step tutorial, someone helping you walk through these things and go with each step. So it's a bit visual aids, of course, which always helps in my experience speed up the process. So the guide essentially set up into three parts. The first part is about setting up the server partition on the integrated virtualization manager. So within that, then essentially that's separated from the step two, which is installing the operating system, which in this case is AIX 7.1. And part three is for extra additional information and further reading that the reader may choose to read on about. And there's a couple steps that I deem quite important to know about anyway, such as if they want to stop or change any aspect of their system they set up.
Yeah, sounds like a great money saver, John. Tell us what people are going to learn from your article.
So the tutorial is broken up into three parts, essentially. The first part is walkthrough with the system administrator to set up the server partition with them in the integration virtualization manager. So the second part then involves installing the operating system on that partition. The third part is some extra steps, such as if they want to change anything after the fact, and some additional further reading and links to the IBM Info Center, amongst other things. Now, in the first part, the setup, it's geared towards, there's two aspects. Some customers may have an older firmware version, existing customers. Some who buy new and or later, the newest firmware, there's a few extra options. They seem to have more options when they go through this process themselves. So it covers both aspects and both customers a basis based on whatever level they have their virtualization managers at time. So to go through, and once they set the resources, they apply them to their petition, they set up how they want. Obviously, every use case will be different, so they have to choose and decide in advance what their requirements will be. Once they've decided that, it's the walkthrough walks them through the steps, has petition set up, and then installs the operating system in the Zaxpar. And the operating system they can use anyone essentially if they choose. So for this tutorial, I chose AIX, and I use it myself personally. My day-to-day job, and I find it very stable, very, very reliable in terms of server aspects. And now this can be very useful for many products. For example, at the same time, the IBM connections, we use it internally in many products, so it's a good basis to use. Plus, as it is Unix-based, the stability of the operating system is obviously fantastic. So obviously it's a natural choice for most servers out there to use a Unix-based one, so that's where you use AIX. I guess who's the tutorial for? It'd be mainly for systems administrators or customers who just bought their Blade centers and their Blades. And so the idea is to have something to sit between for them to watch, to help them walk through. As we do with our documentation there, which is very, very detailed and very, very good. But obviously sometimes it's just easier to have visual aids and a few simple steps on how to get this set up, to help our customers get set up in an efficient and quick manner, as quickly as possible.
John, what's the most common mistake when you see people installing AIX in this IBM environment? What's the thing you'd like to warn people about the most?
The most common issue I see is proper planning. As I see, because when you set up your server, you'll have it's best to think long term what resources you'll need, what you aim to have your Blade doing, how many petitions you want to have, what products will be running on the Blades, and so forth. Because I find that some administrators may set it up in the start without having properly thought through what they aim to have their Blades do for them in the long term. So of course you can come back later on and with the IBM, and you can change the RAM allocations, your disk space size, your CPUs, if you wish to after the fact. The only thing with that though is it does require you to shut down the operating system of your petition, which means of course if you're running any server critical process on that, obviously that will have to be stopped. So in terms of less downtime in the future and more stable runtime for you, if you just best to think long term when you set these things up.
Thanks, John. I'm sure systems administrators are going to find your tutorial very handy there as they set up their servers on IVM. That's all the time we have for this episode. Don't forget, you can get links to all these items that you've seen on this episode at ibm.com/developerworks/thisweek. We'll see you next week on DeveloperWorks.